Good morning, St. Bruno.
Good morning.
Hope all is well today. You're nice and dry now. It stopped raining. I was surprised. I broke out an umbrella. I had to go find it. It was all dusty, but I got to use it. Today's gospel is from the 18th chapter of Matthew. And in this 18th chapter of Matthew, Jesus uses three stories, or there's three stories to the apostles about what he's telling the apostles. The first one is about the lost sheep. And we know the story about the lost sheep. If there's 100 sheep and one goes lost, go after that lost sheep and bring it back and rejoice because you found it. Then right after that is today's gospel, where he says, if your brother sins against you, go and find him. Talk to him one-on-one. Jesus is making this comparison of the lost sheep and someone who sins against you. Go find them one-on-one. Bring them back. If you find this sheep, you rejoice. If you convince your brother, you've won him over. Then he talks about if he doesn't listen to you, take two or three people. If he doesn't listen to that, bring him to the church. If he doesn't listen to that, tax collector and Gentile. Treat him like that. Right after that, in the same gospel, Peter asked Jesus, okay, I got it. I see the sequence of what's going on. You're elevating it. But how many times do I need to forgive? And he said, seven times? And he said, 70 times seven. It doesn't stop. It's infinite. It keeps on going. You need to do this. So if Jesus is giving him this escalation of what to do and how to do it. So if I have somebody who sins against me or is doing some destructive behavior, and I go up to them and say, hey, you got to stop doing that. You're hurting me. You're hurting the family. You're hurting different things. And the person says, "Today, in today's culture, you're judging me. Don't do that," right? Who are you to judge me? I have my opinion. I have my right. Our culture says don't judge others. In fact, people say that Jesus, your Jesus, says, judge not and you won't be judged. So even Jesus says don't judge. But if you read the gospel where Jesus is saying that, he's telling the scribes and the Pharisees who are using the scriptures to oppress people, don't do that. He's judging them. He sees their actions. And he's telling them, don't do that or you will be judged. Even in that, Jesus is doing it in love and correction. So when we judge, when we see something that is not right, we need to do it in love. And Jesus is telling us in this gospel how to navigate that. How do we do it? And what to do when people don't listen. Jesus said, when people don't listen, if he refuses to listen to them, tell the church. And if he refuses to listen to the church, treat them as you would a Gentile or a tax collector. So it appears that Jesus is saying, write them off. When we read that, that's what he kind of appears. Jesus is saying that. But Jesus ate with tax collectors, cheating tax collectors, prostitutes, sinners. Did he judge them? Yeah. Did he judge their actions? Yes. Did he accept them as people? Yes. He didn't accept what they were doing, but he was trying to bring them to repentance, trying to bring them to change, trying to bring them to change in love, not in finger wagging, not in blaring at them, but in love. And what is this tax collector and Gentile business then? Well, how did Jesus treat tax collectors and sinners and Gentiles? Well, in Matthew chapter 15, Jesus healed the Gentile Canaanite daughter. In Luke chapter 19, he ate with sinners and cheating tax collectors. In Luke chapter 7, he healed the Roman Gentile servant. And lastly, in Matthew chapter 9, he found a cheating, thieving tax collector and asked him to be one of his disciples. He kept on going at these people, trying to bring them to repentance. He did not approve of their actions. He didn't like their lifestyles. But he repeatedly invited them and welcomed them to bring them to repentance, to invite them into the kingdom of God. And brothers and sisters, that's our example, and so should we. In the gospel, in Luke chapter 19, when he's eating with Zacchaeus, the cheating, thieving tax collector, Zacchaeus stands up and says, "If I've cheated anybody, I will pay them back, and even more so." And Jesus said, "Today salvation has come to this house." That was his goal, to bring this thieving tax collector, who he didn't like the lifestyle, but he brought them back to repentance and back to God. In our second reading today, St. Paul to the Romans, it's a beautiful reading, but there was one line that's just outstanding, that just touched my heart, and I want to share it with you. And that, "For one who loves another has fulfilled the law." The one who loves another has fulfilled the law. So no matter what, we are to love. Even in our judgment of others, even when someone hurts us. And sometimes when people hurt us, our first reaction, correct me if I'm wrong, I'll just say for me, is to get back at them. Right? Or even one up it. "You did that to me, I'm going to do this to you." But we're to do it in love. But what does love mean? Do I give them a hug? What does it mean? It means to love them as God loves them. To treat them as God treats them. And what does God want? He wants the good for them. He wants the better for them. He wants the growth for them. He wants to be in relationship with them. And brothers and sisters, that's what we are to do too. Even when someone hurts us, we need to treat them as God loves them. The good, the better, and their growth. Love them as God loves them. So when someone sins against you, brothers and sisters, I challenge you not to get on the phone and start telling other people what this dirty rat did to you. Or start sending a scathing email to them and copying a bunch of their friends and family and tell them, "Well, this is what this person has done. Horrible, you're horrible." And let everybody know. That's not what Jesus is saying. That's not what we should do. The first step is find that person and go talk to them. For the one who loves another has fulfilled the law. And when you see someone living a destructive behavior, and you're like, "Oh my gosh, they're hurting their family, they're hurting this, they're hurting that, they're hurting themselves," and you talk to them, and they won't listen to you. And then you bring others who love them as God loves them, and you bring them to that person, and they won't listen to that. But you do it in love. to try and bring them to repentance. Then, for the one who loves another has fulfilled the law. And when they refuse to listen to them and even the church, what do you do? Oh, forget them. I'm done. It's tough being you. I'm not going to be. I'm writing you off. Don't even get near my house. Don't get near my family. I don't want to be around you. Has anybody done that? We don't cast them off. We follow Jesus' example. And we repeatedly invite them and welcome them to try and bring them to repentance in love for their good, for their betterment, and for their growth. For the one who loves another has fulfilled the law. And through that love, through God flowing through you in that love, they may come to repentance. And when you see that, you will rejoice because you found the lost sheep. You will rejoice because you've won over your brother. And like Jesus said, you will see them and say, "Today salvation has come to this house."